99.9 Radio USA, Crazy Town from Jason Aldean, 6:53, and we're at 12 degrees. More great music on the way. Miranda Lambert's song Automatic is coming up. Just love that one. We'll play it for you next. But right now, let's get weird on the weird news. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Utah woman is being grilled by cops after she brought home the bacon and tried to burn her ex-boyfriend's house down with it. Well, the appropriately named Cameo Crispy got into a tussle with her ex and cooked up a plan to make his life miserable by letting herself into his place and proving breakfast is the most dangerous meal of the day. Now, Crispy lit a fire in the wood-burning stove and then poured some coals on the floor and topped it with a pound of bacon. To ensure that her ex got the message, she sent him a series of texts explaining exactly what she was doing. And that led cops to the scene, of course. A responding officer noted that Crispy's blood alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit and said, "I observed the burners to be set on high and the bacon to be severely burned and smoking badly." Well, she stated that she was attempting to start a fire in the house to get back at her ex. And Pepsi Max contains 0 calories, right? Well, some Swedish consumers recently found out it might pack a little bit of a punch. Thousands of cans of Pepsi Max were mistakenly filled with booze. Carlsberg, Sweden, says it's investigating how factory workers could have mistakenly filled the cans with Exide Citrus Fizz, a soft drink containing more than 4% alcohol. As a result, thousands of cans of Pepsi Max had been recalled from large supermarkets there in Sweden. That is your weird news for this morning at 6:56.
Get through another Minnesota spring.